Where is he?
I did not see him.
Well, see where he is, who's with him, what he does. I did not send you. If you find him sad, say, I am dancing. If in mirth, report that I am sudden sick. Quick, and return.
Madam, I will.
Madam, methinks if you did love him dearly, you do not hold the method to enforce the like from him.
Now, what should I do? I do not.
In each thing give him way, cross him in nothing.
Thou teachest like a fool the way to lose him.
Tempt him not so too far. He was forbear. In time we hate that which we often fear. But here comes Antony.
I am sick and sullen.
I am sorry to give breathing to my purpose.
Help me away, dear Charmian. I shall fall. It cannot be thus long. The sides of nature will not sustain me.
Now, my dearest queen.
Pray you stand farther from me.
What's the matter?
I know. By that same eye, there's some good news. What says the married woman? You may go. Would she never give you leave to come? Let her not say it is I that keep you here. I have no power upon you. Hers you are.
The gods best
oh,
know.
Oh, never I... was the queen so mightily betrayed. Yet at the first I saw the treason's planted.
Cleopatra!
Why should I think you can be mine and true? Though you in swearing shake the throned gods who have been false to Fulvia. Riotous madness to be entangled in those mild-made vows which break themselves in swearing.
Most sweet queen!
Nay, pray you seek no colour for your going, but bid farewell and go. When you sued staying, then was the time for words. No going then. Eternity was in our lips and eyes, bliss in our brows bent. None our part so poor, but was a race of heaven. They are so still, for thou the greatest soldier of the world, art turned the greatest liar.
How now, lady?
I would I had thy inches, thou shouldst know there were a heart in Egypt.
Hear me, queen. The strong necessity of time commands our services a while, but my full heart remains in use with you. Our Italy shines o'er with civil swords. Sextus Pompeius makes his approaches to the port of Rome. Equality of two domestic powers breeds scrupulous faction. The hated, grown to strength, are newly grown to love. The condemned Pompey, rich in his father's honor, creeps apace into the hearts of such as have not thrived upon the present state, whose numbers threaten. And quietness, grown sick of rest, would purge by any desperate change. My more particular, that which most with you should save my going, is Fulvia's death.
Though age from folly could not give me freedom, it does from childishness. Can Fulvia die?
She's dead, my queen. Look here. And at thy sovereign leisure, read the garboils she await. At the last, best, see when and where she died.
Oh, most false love! Where be the sacred vials thou shouldst fill with sorrowful water? Now I see, in Fulvia's death how mine received shall be.
Quarrel no more, but be prepared to know the purposes I bear. Which are, or cease, as you shall give the advice. By the fire that quickens Nyla's slime, I go from hence thy soldier, servant, making peace or war as thou affects.
Cut my lace, Charmian, come. Oh, but let it be. I am quickly ill and well, so Antony loves.
My precious queen, forbear, and give true evidence to his love, which stands an honorable trial.
So Fulvia told me. I prithee turn aside and weep for her. Then bid adieu to me and say the tears belong to Egypt. Oh. Good now. Play one scene of excellent assembling and let it look like perfect honor.
You heat my blood. No more.
Maybe you can do better yet, but this is me.
Now, by my sword.
And target. Still he mends, but this is not the best. Look, prithee, Charmian, how this Herculean Roman does become the carriage of his chain.
I'll leave you, lady.
Courteous lord. One word. Sir, you and I must part. But that's not it. Sir, you and I have loved. But there's not it. That you know well. Something it is I would. Oh, my oblivion is a very Antony. And I am all forgotten.
But that your royalty holds idleness your subject, I should take you for idleness itself.
Sweating labor to bear such idleness so near the heart as Cleopatra this. But, sir, forgive me, since my becomings kill me when they do not eye well to you. Your honor calls you hence. Therefore, be deaf to my unpitied folly, and all the gods go with you. Upon your sword sit laurel victory, and smooth success bestrewed before your feet.
Let us go. Our separation so abides and flies that thou, residing here, goes yet with me, and I, hence fleeting, here remain with thee.